Hi, Ruby.
Hey, Erin.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about mother-in-law tensions.
That was polite because I was going to say, I hate my mother-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah. This is I Love My Baby And. We're two therapists and moms, and we respond to listener submissions from moms like you that either complete the sentence, I love my baby and, or, you know, chat about the sleep deprivation and what it's like to constantly be touched and talked to.
Expectant moms, new moms, OG moms, partners of moms, we are so happy to have you here.
Kids know Pete the Cat. Really? No. Oh, it's like a cute book series.
Not for me, they don't. My daughter's favorite show in the whole entire world is Peppa. And I'm pretty sure she's seen every episode. And despite keeping her company, I don't think I've ever fully watched an episode of any of these kids' shows. And what do I give it credit to? The fact that I worked in emergency rooms for so long. And so I'm really good at just like blocking
British
out.
British people talking.
that was the stony, that may have been my stoniest cackle. No, like, oh my God. Like extra noise. Like,
yeah. Isn't
don't.
That part of being a mom? It's weird though, because I think I can block a ton of stuff out, but I'm also so overstimulated that like all of a sudden I'll realize there's like a 20 piece orchestra playing in my house and I'm like, and then all of a sudden I scream.
What overstimulates you?
Kids. My kids just talk and then they get louder than the other person because they have to like talk loud and that just.
So noise.
I guess, yeah. But specifically from them.
Yeah.
I don't think other people's kids do it. Other people's kids don't do that to me. Talk? They don't listen.
Oh, I was like, kids talk. Yeah. But like you're not triggered.
No, like if I'm in a restaurant and kids are like yelling and talking, I'm just like, whatever, it's not mine. I don't have to do shit. I'm like, great. But like if it's my kids.
I'm really starting to understand your variety of people pleasing and perfectionism.
Okay. Say more before I attack you.
Yeah. Okay. So the first time you were like, my therapist told me I'm a people pleaser. I was like, no, you're
I'm not.
But
no,
you are.
I'm not, Erin.
In the way that you are actually quite sensitive to what people around you think, and you like to present in a certain way, regardless of like the obstacle to get there.
Is that people pleasing?
I don't know. I think it's like a desire. Yes. I think it's a variety of people pleasing meets perfectionism.
Okay.
No, I don't have it.
Because I'm thinking like, well, I think people pleasing is when you like sacrifice all of your needs for like the sake of other people, which I don't do. And my husband would strongly disagree with that in terms of strangers. He's like, you prioritize what strangers like need.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I think like showing up in a way that you think is going to be pleasing to them is
people pleasing. Okay. Okay. Wow. It's not what this episode is about, but I don't know how we got here. Overstimulation.
No, because you were talking about your girls in like a restaurant, and I was like, oh, so she like expects her kids to be well-behaved, but she's not – she doesn't care if others – yeah. Other
absolutely not.
Well-behaved.
But mine.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I'm going to – shift gears here. It's funny because Peppa Pig, I have heard that parents don't like Peppa because she's really misbehaved and they think she like sets a bad example. I'm like, first of all, it is a cartoon pig that
looks like a penis and how we are not talking about that as a society blows my mind.
I never even thought that.
But again, I've never actually like watched
it. It blows my mind that we're just like letting this go. And, but then I've watched a few episodes with my kids and I'm like, I'm not getting that. I don't understand.
I mean, look, she's not like asking to watch World War II documentaries. So
that's a flaw. That's we'll a character flaw cartoon. Of this 5-year-old.
We'll leave it at the cartoon.
I feel like in a way all British kids watch World War II documentaries. Don't you?
Peppa seems sweet to me.
Me too. I don't know. We're a Bluey family through and through.
She is recently asking for Bluey. So my kids get to, not get to, we do like one episode of something and some cuddles before they go to bed, which I know you're not supposed to do screens before bed, but then before they actually go to bed, we read books, whatever. It's how we wind out. And she's been asking for Bluey.
It's like the best show I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, hands down. That and Succession.
I know, I've never watched a minute of that either.
Of Bluey?
Yeah, I don't pay attention.
What do you do? While you're sitting there watching the episode.
Well, I'm not sitting there watching the episode. I'm sitting there with my kid. I'm usually like reading.
You should watch Bluey. It's really good. There's an episode about their aunt who can't have children. Mm-hmm. And then the mom has to like explain it to them why it's like so hard for her. And it is crushing. Like,
I'll get on that.
That's how I wind down.
Because I don't spend enough of my time hearing all different sorts of stories.
Other people's trauma? Totally. So, mother-in-law. This is, I think it's kind of, it's turned into this like pop culture stereotype, I want to say, that like you hate your mother-in-law. Which is not – that's not a rule, but it is just kind of interesting. Like the fact of the matter is it's a pretty significant relationship and it has an impact on a lot of
– Interestingly too, my mom and I have this – we've had this conversation where she has shared her friends' experiences – like as the mother-in-law about how horrendous their daughter-in-laws are.
Two sides to every story.
Which I get super defensive, of course, because I'm like my friends are great.
Right.
So I'm interested to hear what the submissions are and where this goes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll just read the whole thing. I think my mother-in-law is jealous of the relationship I have with my mom. I spend more time with her and our kids. Right. I spend more time with her and our kids. I hate that I feel guilty about this.
Yes. She might be.
Yeah.
She might be. I think in this particular scenario, I would say outside of – like take your mom out of it. And take a look at your relationship with your mother-in-law and what – okay, so like I'll just use my situation as an example.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law has 4 sons. Oh, so all of her – and all of her sons have female partners. And so all – those are the first relationships she's ever had that are like daughterly or
– Interesting.
That aren't like her 4 grown sons. And so even just taking my mom out of it, this isn't our dynamic, but like, I'm trying to understand it from like how I would handle it personally. Right.
You need like a lens to look through.
Right. So taking my mom out of it, I would examine this relationship and like, what is this probably like for her? So like in this particular case, I'm the second daughter-in-law. She had one before me and we weren't living near her when we had both of our kids. Mm-hmm. And being able to see her relationship with her son and my husband, and like what, how can I not be a, like, how can I encourage them to continue having a beautiful relationship without like me being a part of it? Because yeah. although we're married, she's not married to me, and like,
right.
she should still get to maintain a relationship with her son. So I don't know that all of this to say is we have a really open dialogue, my mother-in-law and I. Like, if she does something, I mean, usually if she does something that like pisses me off, I'll say something to her. If I do yeah. something that pisses her off, she'll say something to me. And like, I thank her for that feedback because how am I supposed to know otherwise? And I wouldn't
You're
say
in the
there's
minority.
So much. Yeah, so I wouldn't say there's so much of like, we don't, neither of us have to be careful, if that makes sense.
Exactly. And I think that is what is more common.
Yes, where you have to be, people are being offended and picking sides and drawing lines. And, but I do think in any relationship, whether it's chosen or chosen for you, in this case, chosen and chosen for you. You
right.
are with who you're with. Your mother-in-law is who she is.
Right.
Opening that line of communication, because you may be assuming that she's jealous and she may not be, or she may be, and there's easy, easy ways to remedy that. Like, I'm always going to hang out with my mom more than I hang out with my, not always. I'm most of the time going to hang out with my mom before I'm going to hang out with my mother-in-law, because it's my mom and
it's just a right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like my mom, they both live three blocks from us. Like,
yeah.
But I also really enjoy hanging out with my mother-in-law. Another thing to keep in mind, or at least this is something that I did in our family, regardless of any of the relationships we have with our parents, they are all safe people. Like, they did like Richie's parents did a beautiful job raising him and his brothers. My parents raised my sister and I. We're both minorly neurotic, but that's okay. They did a good job raising my sister and I.
Yes.
And I'm never going to be a barrier to their relationship with my kids. So
right.
I will never hold my kids hostage.
Never. I mean, yeah.
This doesn't really speak to the jealousy piece. She may be, and it may just be normal. Like, jealousy is a completely, jealousy is a completely normal emotion. We have this idea that, like, if you're jealous of something, it's so bad. I think that, like, when you're jealous of something, it means you feel strongly about something.
Yeah.
And what is it that you're feeling strongly about?
Yeah.
In this case, she's probably wanting to feel included, wanting to feel connected, wanting to feel accepted.
Right.
And also, if she's a total asshole, similar to the husband that comes home from work and is like, what did you do all day?
Yeah.
If she's a total asshole, then, you know,
she's
you don't
asshole.
Have,
yeah.
yeah, then you don't have to have like unlimited amounts of time with her. And,
yeah.
But I still think you should be respectful of her feelings, but that's just me.
Right. So that's, I mean, we could take, there's like so many, there's so many factors at play here of like, you said like your parents are safe people, but like not everybody's are.
Right.
And,
right.
And so
right.
like, unfortunately we've got to operate under the assumption that like, this is a reasonable person who is just feeling a little sad that, you know, as a relational therapist, I honor and acknowledge her experience too. Yes, it's your child. Yes, it's your relationship with her kid. Like all of those things are true. You don't owe her anything. You didn't do anything wrong by marrying her kid and having babies and raising them the way. None of that is true. But she's allowed to have feelings about it too. I'm obviously not there yet, but I know the day that like, I hope my kids find people they want to spend their life with and like make a life together and have partnership. And like when that day comes and they need me less and they're like doing their own life, I'm going to be really sad, excited, but like it's going to be hard and a really big change. So I think approaching it with like, okay, to your point earlier, what is this like for her? I think is important. And I also want to recognize that that is not immediately where I would go if I'm feeling super fucking annoyed with someone. I'm not going to be like, what are they experiencing? Like, no, that's and I get that.
Yeah. I'm just suggesting taking a step back before reacting so that
yes,
what may be doesn't bad get doesn't worse. Get worse.
Yes.
Also, our kids are really intuitive and they're really smart. The world hasn't taught them to hold themselves back. And they hear everything and they see everything. And I personally would never want to be the reason why I wouldn't want to hamper relationships that my kids have with family members.
Totally.
So when you and your mom are together, don't talk poorly about your mother-in-law.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really good point. That's a really good point. Yes, I do think it would be made worse if you, like your kids started to get influenced by that, by like your language or the rhetoric they heard or like the attitude. Like kids pick up on that shit and it's...
Or like, I'm not going to come with, like you go, but I'm not going to come, you know, I personally try to speak positively about all of my family members to my kids so that they can form their own opinions at some point.
Yeah. And they will form their own opinions.
All of this said, no one in my family is verbally abusive, emotionally abusive, physically abusive. Totally. Like I would never encourage that type of a relationship. Like but
no, if you have cut someone off in your family, there's probably a good reason for it. So like that, right. Like, unfortunately we can't address all the different relationship types of a family system. So I'm like, I'm very much operating under the assumption that like, I want to go to the point of like, I hate that I feel guilty about this. And like, you don't have anything to feel guilty about that. The fact that you're closer to your mom than you are to her, you know her better, right?
Well, and also what would it take for you to not feel guilty?
Yeah.
Do that. Right.
Maybe, maybe there's some guilt. I'm guessing, but like, I wonder if there's some guilt here because like, she doesn't want to spend more time with her mother-in-law.
Well, yeah. So if that's the case, then, girlfriend, you gotta own up to your own stuff.
Right.
And if you're acting in a way that you're not proud of and it's making you feel guilty, you need to decide, are you going to act in a way that you're not proud of, or are you going to come to terms with feeling guilty and keep living your life the same way?
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Are you ready? Are you ready for yours?
I'm so excited.
I love my baby and I hate my mother-in-law. She makes nasty comments to me when nobody is around. She's manipulating my husband, and now he thinks that she needs to be around all of the time. I'm afraid she's going to cause my marriage to collapse. I think this is probably more aligned with
what I
like, how lots of people feel. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, but you said something important there, which is this is how people feel. So then I'm like, it is that reality? Our feelings are not always, they're real for you, but is it reality that your mother-in-law is manipulating your husband? I don't know.
Well, what if, so I've seen this play out in two ways. One, your husband just doesn't want to deal with his mom's bullshit. And so he says, yes. Like just is like, whatever I need to say to get her to leave me alone, I will say to get her to leave me alone. Yeah. And also, if this person's mother-in-law is going to their partner and being like, ooh, I'm seeing this and it's making me concerned or, you know, such and such seems really, really tired. I can just come around more so that they can have a break and I'll be with the baby. Like I can see that side of it too.
Right. So yes, I think the former is very common of like, I don't want to deal with my mom's bullshit. I've learned how over the years to deal with this, and it's to ignore, to placate, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now there's another person in his system who doesn't approach her that way. And I am very, there are many schools of thought here on like what the in-law relationship looks like and how you and your partner manage it. I am very much of the mind, you deal with your parents, your partner deals with their parents. Personally speaking, I think that is a very fair ask. In order for that to happen, you and your partner have to get really, really aligned and clear on what is allowed, what is not allowed, what is tolerated, what is not tolerated. And like, I hear that your husband wants to like go away because that's the way he has dealt with it in the past, but no more. Like that's done.
Yeah.
So now it has to be a conversation that includes him.
Right. Like we didn't get married so that you could dump your mom on me.
Period. Right. Like So I feel like that is my simple answer. Now, it sounds like there's a lot of baggage here in terms of like her manipulating him, which is hard to like, I don't know. I've heard it of like, this is just who my mom is. She means well, blah, 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 blah. Like, and it's just, it's, that's your approach to it. And that's great, but this is your partner and that's not her approach to it. And she is feel like, there are certain things and certain parts of life where like the two of you have to approach this together. And this is one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom has always said, and now my mom has two daughters, but she's always said that the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship is complicated because it's two women that are in love the same
man. My mom has said the same thing. It's true. It's true. And you're both influential people in his life, presumably. So like who wins I am reducing it to like that simple. Obviously it's not a matter of winning. It kind of is, but whatever.
How does your kid win?
So that's,
So like not taking your own needs out of it at all, but like broadening the view to like, how does our kid get the best of everyone while we, I mean, obviously, I mean, I'm assuming you want to maintain your marriage. You might not, in which case, different conversation.
Right. So I feel like the relationship with this person's spouse has to come first because it sounds like it's entering a very toxic territory between her and her mother-in-law, which leads me to believe she's not going to want her kids anywhere around her. If she's like saying little underhanded mean shit to her when
making dicks.
I wouldn't want my kids around my mother-in-law if she spoke like that to me. Like there's no fucking way I would allow that. Because like if she's saying this stuff to me, what's she gonna say to my kids? You know?
So I have a question for you as a relationship therapist. I imagine that 15 years ago, 10 years ago, if this were a conversation between me and my husband, I would say something along the lines of, your mom is being a huge cunt. You need to do something about it. I'm not dealing with this, which obviously is ineffective and wouldn't like that would just make he and I enemies as opposed to, and again, this is all like, these are not conversations that happened, but I imagine that that's probably what it would have looked like is me being super aggressive and confrontational and him being like, now I'm scared of both of you. What am I supposed to do? Now I'm going to avoid both of you. Yes. So how would you recommend starting this conversation between these two partners?
So, okay. I think that it's important here. I don't think the message of what you said is wrong. The delivery is probably not going to get you what you want. So that like that's where I would start. It is not wrong for you to say, I'm literally feeling bullied by your mother. She says things to me that are inappropriate and hurtful. I need you to step.
Usually when no one else is around.
I need a teammate. And that is what you are as my husband. You are my teammate. Right? Like, and so I don't really have a problem. I, again, the delivery matters because I can't imagine, like, I'll put it on me. If my husband came to me and like said that, even if he has a right to say it, if that's how he's delivering it to me, immediately shut down. Immediately.
Richie would be like, can you tone down the C word, Aaron?
Right. Like, John would just be like, so overwhelmed and taken aback. But like, but again, you have every right to say and feel what you are saying and feeling. I want to touch on another point you made, which was like, if this were 10 or 15 years ago, that's what I would say. I think, tell me if I'm wrong. I think the reason you said if that was a long time ago, I would approach it this way versus today is because you have kids now and you don't like you do care about keeping the peace. I want to say that I don't judge
the stakes are much higher.
And I don't judge anyone for choosing to cut off family members. I believe it is rooted in probably a lot of pain behind making that decision and a very good reason. So, but just because it's the right reason, like let's say this is a super toxic woman and like the two of you come to the conclusion of like, you're not allowed around our kids without us there, which is something I've heard from couples too, both personally and professionally, is like making that decision while you guys feel great about it doesn't mean it's like, you feel like it's the right decision doesn't mean it's not loaded with like emotion for you and doesn't mean, so
yes. Yeah.
So I want to say that like adding kids into the mix makes the stakes higher, but I don't think what you said, I think how you said it to Richie is wrong. Hypothetically, I don't think saying like, this is no longer tolerable. We need to get aligned here and you're stepping in. Yeah. Sorry. You've avoided her for this long. I know it's worked well for you. That's fantastic.
Would you ever say something like, I love you. We need to get on the same page.
Yeah.
This is a relationship that's really impacting me.
Yes. 100%. 100% of like our marriage means a lot to me. I need your support here.
Or even just, I need you to hear me
here.
And then work on the support.
I need you to hear me, but then like it sounds like this goes beyond just like hearing and validating. Cause like there's a lot of power in that in a relationship. And sometimes that's all it takes to like improve.
But like I don't expect my husband to agree with me or side with me 100% of the time on 100% of the things.
That would be weird. Is there anyone in your life who does? Pepper.
Oh, I love her. Pepper.
She's such a good girl. It's a dog, but
I know. She's the puppy of the family. She's Boingle number two.
but that's not what I'm saying though. Like he doesn't.
But I do think there are relationships where, well, I don't know. It's so hard because I think so many people feel so lonely in their marriages.
That's a separate topic.
But like, keeping that connection. Keeping it to a place of like, I just want to remind you that we are on a team.
Yep.
And I want to problem solve this with you as opposed to like, it's your mom. You go fucking handle it.
Of course. Of course. I don't think that's going to be effective. What I'm saying is I think hearing and validating first and foremost is important. Sometimes that's really all it takes when there's like a conflict or a problem in a relationship, it's just like, I don't think you like get me. And then you sit and talk and then they actually hear you and they respond in a way that's meaningful. And like, that's all it takes. I don't think that's this instance. I think it starts there and ends with actionable steps of like, what's going to change? Cause this ain't it. Okay. We have one more. I forgot what it was. Oh, here it is. Okay. This hits. all the spots. Okay.
Okay.
My mother-in-law thinks my husband is incapable of doing anything. And then in parentheses, he very much isn't. And then praises him when he does so much, when he so much as holds our baby. What is this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is a generational yeah. thing.
Yeah.
That absolutely yeah. exists. Where millennial and Gen Z dads are praised for any ounce of parenting, yeah. like any change. Amount yeah. of parenting is like, you are the yeah. gift to all yeah. infants yeah. everywhere. Mostly, I think, because dads, parents, there has been, at least for American families, a shift in what the nuclear family looks like after mm-hmm. having kids. More women are working, more households are dual income households, and people are having their first babies later. Like, I think right now, the average age of a first time parent in the States is 30, whereas like 50 years ago, it was like 22. So we are having babies yeah. later. Many of us had dads who their one job was to work and to support yep. their family, and anything extra was not expected or yep. anticipated. Our husbands currently, many of them are with working women, and the role, the idea of the traditional role of like, man goes out and makes the money, woman stays home and takes care of the home and the kid and all of these things is a narrative that is shifting. Mm-hmm. I also think like there's more men going to therapy, and yeah. I think that men are now very slowly allowed to be like just normal people right. who, you know, like work and parent and like figure out their own shit and evolve yeah. and change careers and like want to attach to their kids. Am I rambling?
No, I think this is, I think it's an important point. I think it's really important. I believe a lot of this is informed by generational differences. If my mom heard me say yeah. that, she would go, wait till your kids, blah, 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 about like what millennials are. I'm like, I know. Every generation thinks that the generation before them is stupid. I know that. Like, yeah. but it's yeah. just.
I'm not saying anybody's stupid. No. I'm just saying.
But like incapable or we I do it right. Our generation's doing it right.
I mean, Richie couldn't have fed our kids from his body. But that doesn't mean that he couldn't participate in feeding them. I can just speak for myself. Like, we have a very egalitarian home, but I wouldn't have married someone who didn't take their role. I wouldn't have
been attracted to someone who
didn't take their role as a father seriously right. and understand that their impact on our kids is just as important as my impact on our kids. And what makes us a good parent is that, or what makes us good parents, co-parents, is that like we both care about our parenting yeah. role.
And
I think, so both my mom and my mother-in-law raised their kids in very traditional, like my father-in-law, my dad worked, they were gone early, they were home late, they ate dinner, everyone left them alone. Like, and you know, there weren't cell phones, so there was no like texting or calling all day.
Yeah.
And I do think there's times where, I mean, like my own mom has said to me, you are so lucky. And it's like, am I lucky or
this is like, the life I chose?
I did a post on this forever ago.
Oh my God,
I
read yeah. it.
Because I'm at a loss of words, but I know exactly yeah. how I feel about this.
I'm so okay. excited.
Scrolling through fourth trimester wellness. Okay. I'm not lucky because my husband does dishes and makes dinner. Mm-hmm. Having a partner that sees our responsibilities as shared isn't luck. It isn't called luck. It's called we've worked really hard on our partnership and we see our roles as different but equal. Then I go on to say, have you ever been told you're so lucky because you have a partner that does laundry, can clean a toilet, or cook a yummy dinner? I've been told this because I have. I have one of those husbands that everybody's like, oh my God, he's the best human that's ever praised him.
Same.
Yeah. I've been told this and it used to piss me off. It did really used to piss me off. Like my husband's ability to care for household household duties somehow made me less capable of doing it all.
Exactly what I was about to say.
Also implying that I should be doing it all because home duties belong to just me as the woman, right? Wink, wink. I don't feel that moms running themselves ragged is good for anybody. There is no medal for being the most burnt out version of yourself for 18 years and then some. And what does that teach our kids about prioritizing their own emotional needs and health? So now when I hear you're so lucky you have a husband that, what it means to me is that I was capable enough to change generational traditions and see the value of my work as equal to anyone else. And therefore, I picked a partner that sees my value beyond just she's a mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this speaks, I love that every word. And I think this speaks to,
oh yeah. Cause you have like a nice, you're so lucky husband.
I
also.
I do. He is, he can't clean to save his life, but we've discussed I rage clean, but also I've asked him, I'm like, can you clean the toilet? And his response once was how? I was like, get out of my house. But anyway, but he is an amazing cook, amazing cook, like fantastic, which is great. We love cooking together and he makes great food.
Like your dad.
Like my dad. Yep. So I feel like we can acknowledge this is generational and that doesn't mean it doesn't touch on something for you, which is like the societal expectations of what it means to be a mom versus what it means to be a dad. Mm-hmm. Like my husband, if he changed a diaper in public, there was like fanfare around him, like throwing roses. Mm-hmm. And like, it was insane. But I remember walking around and being like, no one thinks what I'm doing is heroic. No one thinks what I'm doing is unique. It is expected of me. I'm not going above and beyond by changing my kid's diaper in public. So it's, I want to like validate that like you have every right to be annoyed by that. And also I think that is greater than your mother-in-law. I think it's unfortunately.
And like she got to build the home that she wanted to live in and you get to build the home that you want to live in. And if you are feeling a lack of praise for your role, then tell your husband you need attention, you need praise.
Right. Because it like,
oh,
what's the matter?
Does anyone hear Ruby screaming at everyone?
Why is she screaming? Does she need attention and praise?
Oh God.
Nora's downstairs watching Bluey.
I swear to you that this child was Marie Antoinette in her last life and came back and is like, who gave me to these peasants?
These plebeians.
Like, I don't even have a full breed pointer. What are they doing?
Fair question. That's a fair question. Anyway, okay, we can wrap up. I just think this is, if you want the praise and all of that stuff, I think it requires you figuring out what that means and looks like for you and how it would be meaningful coming from someone else. Because I very much believe that external validation will always feel good. I don't think it's ever something that we should like not be worried about. Like, of course not. But what I run into, at least with couples, is like, I'm making up a dialogue of like, I don't feel praised. I don't feel validated. And if I ask like, well, what would that look like? Unable to answer. So it's, and that's not to say that you aren't feeling it, but you're like noticing this deficit and an inability to clarify what that looks like. And if you don't know what it looks like, your partner sure as shit does not. So
Well, and if it's pissing you off that they're getting praise for the things that you're doing right. all the time, you're probably looking for some degree of praise or at least acknowledgement.
Yes. Yeah. And like, that's fair. Being a mom is hard. It's totally hard.
Hard. Yeah. Hard work. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can go serve Ruby something on a silver platter. Okay. A hot dog. Cut up hot dog. Thank you for joining us this week. If you have questions or want to have your submission read on the show, you can find us on Instagram at ilovemybabyand or email us at ilovemybabyand@gmail.com.
You can find me, Erin, on Instagram at Fourth Trimester Wellness and Ruby at Ruby Talks Relationships. And if you like what you're hearing, leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And don't worry, all of that information is available in our show notes.
Bye.
Bye.